Good morning. Greeting you from God's footstool here in Kilner Park in Pretoria. Trust that you can say with all believers, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. What a wonderful opportunity that you and I have to once again face a brand new day. Somebody said to me early this morning, yay, it's Friday. But then again, numbering the days, saying, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be on your wake-up list. To be here on this day, the 21st of January, year of our Lord, 2022. To be able to say, it is well with my soul. God is a good God. The God of Israel. The God of Abram, Isaac, Jacob, the great I am, the eternal God, the star breather, creator of your soul and my soul, that we can worship him once again through our actions, our words and our deeds for this day. From Gauteng to the Cape, the Northern Cape to the green hills of KwaZulu-Natal, Abosheni. Molweni, Dumelang, Sanbonani, Goeiemôre, lekker om saam met jou te kan kuier. God has laid a particular scripture on my heart that I want to touch with you on just briefly this Friday morning. And it comes from the book of Psalms. Psalms 90 and verse 12. Psalms 90 and verse 12. So teach us. Teach us. Do you have a teachable spirit? Do you really and truly have a teachable spirit this morning as you're listening to this radio broadcast, as you're listening to the Word of God? Not man's opinion, but God's opinion. For the whole Scriptures has been given by God Himself, says 2 Timothy. To teach us, to train us in what we should do. So Psalms 90 and verse 12 says, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. It's a request. It means that we need God to reveal to us the brevity of life, the absolute shortness of life. You know what? There's something in that revelation that, and we often have this discussion that it just feels like yesterday that I was 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 and now I'm 70 or 80 or 90 by the grace of God. You know, teach us to number our days, that revelation will help you to grow wise, says the Bible. It is important because the choices that we make during our brief, and I can't highlight enough, our brief stay on earth have eternal consequences. I've got a rock in my kitchen. It's lying on the countertop there. It's not a big rock, but somebody had painted on that. What you do now will reflect in all eternity. What you do now will reflect in all eternity. Because the decisions and the choices that you make on this day, right here, right now, the 21st of January, have eternal consequences. If you study the rest of Psalms 90, my brother, my sister, you will see it's full of detail about God's wrath against sin. And we here at Radio Pulpit does not shy away from the word sin. The Bible is very clear about that, how God feels about sin. And so if you study Psalms 90, you will see God's got wrath against sin. It also talks about the meaning of life. And as you listen to this radio broadcast, I think you're well aware that our earthly lives don't last long. And that you and I need wisdom to prepare for what follows. Psalms 90, written by a man called Moses. Moses, who spoke face to face with God, as a man speaks with his friend. The Bible clear on that. Just imagine that. Exodus 33 and verse 11, Moses speaking face to face with God. And yet Moses wrote about the fierce anger of God against sin. Just look at the world around us. Just look at the world around us. And even in the Bible, in Moses' day, he pleaded with the Lord to help humankind. I'm not sure what's kind about humans, but to realize that we will have to answer to God, you, I, every human being on this face of this planet. Will have to answer to this God, the star breather, the creator of all mankind, the one who spoke the sun into being. Just walk outside and look at the moon. God, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the eternal God created that. And there will come a day that we will have to answer to God for the deeds done in the body. That day will come. The Bible says every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess. It's Moses that writes, if only we knew the power of your anger. And I know I'm stepping on toes here because a lot of people will say, yeah, new dispensation, dispensation of grace. God is love. Yes, indeed he is. But as with everything, there's another side to this as well. Moses was a man who knew God better than most mortals. And yet he experienced the sting of God's punishment for his sin. And if you study the scriptures, he yearns to help others to avoid it. Jesus gives us a parable that explains what happened if we don't number our days. Number your days, this day, right here, right now, in Luke 12 and verse 19 to 21. I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry. And then here comes God, and he says to him in verse 20 of Luke 12, fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? Whose will they be? I see on social media a lot of writing about the shortness of man's life, and that you need to plan, because if you retire by the age of 65, you literally have 5 years left. 15 at the most, if you're lucky enough to make it to 18. Yeah, the Bible in Luke 12 describes a rich man who wanted only to eat and drink and be merry. Does it sound like you? Have a good time. I work hard, I can retire early and have a good time. Truth is, this guy had no time or thought for God. Do you have time and thought for God? The parable of the rich man that believed he had years ahead of him to enjoy his pleasures. But that night, that very night, God required his soul. If the rich man had only learned to number his days, he would have pursued ventures that had eternal significance. We can learn from this parable, you and I. None of us, you listening, me speaking here, knows how many days we will be granted. And so we must not waste our days on silly, selfish pursuits that have no real value. It's God and God Himself that desires for human beings that we learn, that we grow, that we seek wisdom. In Proverbs 2, you find those words, my son, my daughter, if you receive my words and treasure of my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding. Yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it more than gold and silver, you will gain wisdom. Are you seeking that? We were created to walk in the fellowship with God, in fellowship with our Lord and Savior as Moses did, face to face, friends of God, brothers and sisters of our eternal King, discovering the mysteries and the delights that He has scattered throughout creation. Yes, life is a beautiful thing. I've shared it with you many a time, the minister that asked, who would like to go to heaven? And everybody put up their hands. Me, I would like to go to heaven. Everybody would like to go to heaven. Not everybody wants God to be there when they pitch us up. And so the minister says, who would like to go this day? And all of a sudden, the count lowered drastically. Who would like to die today? Because death and taxes is a sure thing. Death and taxes. Taxes you will have to pay and death you will taste. God enjoys partnering with us as we pursue everything that He's designed for us to accomplish. My brother, my sister, when we live in harmony with Him, death is simply a change of address. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul said himself, desires to be with the Lord. To die is gain, he says. And so it's simply a change of address as you step into eternity. But you need to number the days. Those who've learned to number their days. Is that you? You know what they do? They spend them in pursuit of wisdom, in pursuit of goodness and the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and all these other things will be given unto you. All these other things. People who do that don't have to fear the wrath of God when the earthly lives are over. Jesus came to earth to make a way for us, to be right with God. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21, for our sakes He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. One thing about this God, seeing that you're saying it's a dispensation of grace. God is love. Yes, He is. And therefore, He won't force His give of eternal life on anyone. God is just not like that. He won't force His give of eternal life onto anyone. But John 3, 16 to 18 says, for God so loved the, and you will say world. Yeah, ons het so 'n kudde mentaliteit. Maar sit jou naam daan. For God so loved Wayland, God so loved Mary, God so loved Paul, that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him, whosoever. That's almost 8 billion people on this planet. Stand a chance. Whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. You see, God is love. Love gives. God offer you eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved. And so the gift of eternal life is there, freely available on this Friday morning. If you number your days right here, right now, those who never learn to number their days, spend them as if this life is all there is. But if you go and study Psalms 90, my brother, my sister, it warns the world, it warns human beings about the judgment that they're destined to undergo. Hebrews 9:27 says, and just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. We tend to think that death is something that just happens to other people. Almost like COVID, it's only other people that gets COVID, only other people that die. But there will come that day that you and I will leave this earthly temple. We need to learn to number our days. I don't know how old you are right now, but read something the other day about a man who took a whole lot of marbles. A whole lot of marbles. 80 of them. Because he thought he's going to live to be 80. And he put them in a see-through jar. Al hierdie albasters in 'n groot fles gesit. Al 80 van hulle. Het gedink hy gaan net 80 word. En toe haal hy die hoof albasters uit wat hy reeds geleef het. 63. 65, wat het ook al mag wees, het hy uitgehaal. En daar het net 15 albasters in daardie fles oorgebly. 15 jaartjies. En elke jaar as jy een uithaal, sien jy hoe raak jou dae minder. We need to learn to number our days as we see each day. This day, Friday, 21st of January, it's a valuable gift. You know, yesterday is gone. We call it yesterday. Gone into all eternity. You can't change it. Do anything about it. Tomorrow? Well, we have no stake in it. I'm not sure if I'm going to be here tomorrow. Not even sure if I'm going to be here 5 o'clock this afternoon. But right here, right now, this day, as I'm speaking to you, it's called the present. Unwrap it slowly, my brother. Unwrap it slowly. Put a smile on that face of yours right now. Thank the Lord God that you're on his wake-up list this morning. It's a valuable gift. Every breath in your nostril, every heartbeat in your chest is a gift of God to store up treasures in heaven. Do you even know what that means? To store up treasures in heaven for yourselves. Luke 12:33, talk about it. Sell your possessions, give to the needy, provide yourselves with money bags. Do not grow old with the treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where there's no thief, no moth destroy. Maak vir jou skatte in die hemel by mekaar, sê die woord van die Here. So I want to urge you this morning. I want to close off with this scripture. It comes from Isaiah 30 and verse 18. The Lord still waits for you to come to him so that he can show you love and compassion. Not just a thin veneer of talking about Christianity, but a life, a fruitful life that testifies to Christ in you. Galatians 2 and verse 20. Thuis Swanepoel, dankie broer dat jy die skrif aan my deur kom lê. Dankie Here vir Galasiërs 2 vers 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I that live, but Christ who now lives in me. The Lord still waits on you, my brother and sister, to come to him so he can show you his love and his compassion. The Bible says, for the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for him to help them. Isaiah 30 and verse 18, Lord, teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. It's all over the scriptures. It's all over the scriptures. Your days have been written into a very special book. God says, from the day that you were born, he knows exactly how many days you're going to spend on this spinning rock right here, right now. Number your days. Gain your wisdom. Do you know this God that I've been even talking about? Do you know him as Moses knows him, face to face, personally? Not just know of him, but do you know him? Do you worship him? Have you submitted, surrendered your life to him? Are you 100% sure where you will spend eternity? Is jy 100% seker waar jy die ewige lewe sal deurbring? If not, send me a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Today is the day of salvation, right here, right now, the present. Unwrap it, grab it, seize it, take it, make it yours. Salvation, cry out to the Lord, here I am, Lord, here I am, here I am. Help me to number my days. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each and every one listening, every soul that you have created, every heartbeat that's listening to this radio broadcast right now. Psalms 90 and verse 12. Teach us to number our days. Here maak ons ten diepste bewus van ons dae hier op aarde. Nie net 'n idle lip service nie, Here. Maar vrug wat getuig daarvan dat ek gekruisig is met Christus en dat Christus nou binne in my lewe. And Lord, every soul that cries out, I have no surety. Give them surety, Lord. 1 Johannes 5 vers 13, hierdie brief skryf ek vir jou sodat jy kan weet, jy wat glo in die Seun van God, dat jy die ewige lewe het. There it is, black and white, written down so that you can seize it and hold on to it. If only you would believe this morning in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, help us to believe. Help us to surrender. Help us to die to self. In Jesus' name I pray, and all of God's children says, Amen and Amen.